Yes, sir, Eb. And besides that, Vester collected $300 from the Corn Center Bank.
Well, you're crazy. The bank wouldn't give no money to the New Bride and Vester campaign fund.
They wouldn't, huh? Well, they just did. Mr. Carson told me so himself. And what's more, he said Vester got money from just about every merchant here in Corn Center. Bullied him out of it.
My dad darned him. He ought to be locked up.
Yes, that's what Mr. Carson is saying. But he says you can't lock a feller up just for asking for campaign funds.
My way, I'd lock a feller up just for being in politics.
Yes. Mr. Carson said that Vester even asked old man Schultzenheimer to contribute.
Well, old man Schultzenheimer?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, all cranky. Schultzenheimer's running for mayor himself.
I know it. That just goes to show how much brass this fella Vester's got.
Well, did Schultzenheimer give him any money?
No. No, if he was the one feller in Corn Center that Vester couldn't bully.
Good for him.
Yes, I hear tell that Vester was right sore about it, too.
Danged if I can see why Vester is darn keen to get elected sheriff anyhow.
Well,
there ain't no money in being sheriff.
That's a fact.
I bet he makes more money being chauffeur for the counter.
Yes, it is sort of peculiar-like, Eb.
I bet it is. You reckon all them fellers he got money from will vote for him at New Bride?
No, of course they won't. But Mr. Carson says there'll be a lot of folks who will vote for him on account of that the Congress is backing him up. You know, there's a lot of people that'll do anything if they think royalty's behind it.
I suppose there is something to that.
Yeah. And the Congress is busy lining up the women vote, too, you know, giving parties and the like. Mr. Carson says the women never stick to party lines.
Well, they do in Corn Center. They ain't a party line in town, but what's got a lot of women sticking on it? Listening to their neighbor's business.
Oh, I don't mean phone lines. I mean political party lines.
Well, what did Mr. Carson think of Hector's chances?
Well, he said Hector didn't have no chance at all. Said the big tussle would be between the New Bride Vesper ticket and Schultzenheimer.
Well, Schultzenheimer will get my vote, by cracky.
Yeah.
He's the only feller in the whole political swim.
Oh, gosh, gosh, all hemlocks, yeah.
What in tarnation's wrong? Set on a tack or something?
No, I didn't. I just happened to think we ain't ordered that swim in the suit for Hortense Schultzenheimer yet.
You ain't?
No, and she's leaving for a vacation tomorrow.
Well, you better get busy and get the General Supply Company on the phone right off.
Yes.
Maybe they'll...
Yes, I reckon I... No, wait a second. We got a shipment of other stuff coming from them. They're sending it today. I'll just send them a telegram and have them put in a swimming suit. See if you can find their catalog there.
Oh, Dad Nabbit. What you want the catalog for?
So as I can order the number. All I have to do is just give them the number of the suit. Save a lot of words in the telegram, you see. Then go on, get the catalog.
You're always thinking up work to do, Zeb.
Well,
always thinking up something. Why don't you look for it yourself?
Oh, I'm getting a piece of paper so as I can write the telegram.
So,
right there behind the counter, I think.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Here's the catalog.
Well?
What you want me to do with it?
Fetch it here. Fetch it here. There, now, look for suits. Swimming. About the middle of the book.
What say it is?
It's swimming suits. How about...
Swimming suits?
No, not women suits. Swimming. Diving suits. Diving suits. Hurry up.
Well, I am hurrying, ain't I? Why don't you say what you mean in the first place?
Well?
Instead of always... Well, let's see here.
Oh, sakes alive. Ain't you found it yet?
Yeah, I got the page, but there ain't no pictures here. You see, I can't tell which suit is...
Oh, give me that catalog. Give it to me. I'll look it up myself. You take the message to the General Supply Company.
Say, you're crazy if you think I'm going to take that message all the way to the city. Yeah, I got a bum knee.
Don't have to take it to the city. Just write it down and tell him.
Tell him I got a bum knee?
No, consarn it. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you need. Here, take this pencil. There. Now, let's see here. Diving suits. Yes, I reckon this is it all right. Number... Hey, what you doing now?
Writing the General Supply Company what I need. A bottle of that there triple X liniment for my knee.
Oh, Dad, dang it. We ain't wiring them for liniment for your darned old knee. Now scratch that all out.
What's that?
I said scratch it.
Well, I want to scratch it first. Don't itch. It just hurts when I walk.
I mean scratch out what you writ. Go on, rub it out.
Oh, Dad, read it. First you tell me to write, and then you tell me to rub it out.
Well, now put down what I tell you. Please put in our crate of goods. Got that?
Just a second. Freight of goods.
Being shipped to...
Hold on a second. Please put in our crate a good bean.
Oh, they ain't shipping us no bean. They're shipping us a crate of goods. Goods. Crate of goods. Being shipped tonight.
Oh, dang it. All right, all right. Go ahead.
Being shipped tonight, one number three, IM 58.
Well, wait a minute. What you telling your age for?
I ain't telling my age. That's the number. Number three, letter I, letter M, 58, size U. Put it down.
All right, wait a minute. I got it down.
Well, read it off now.
Please put in our crate of goods being shipped tonight. One number three, IM 58, says you.
Oh, but they ain't saying it. I'm saying it.
Says I.
Not I. It's size. Size you. That's Mrs. Size.
But darn fool, this suit ain't for no Mrs. Mrs. Size. It's for Hortense Schultenheimer.
I know it is. I'm talking about the size of the suit that Hortense wears. And it's letter U, same as letter I, and then letter...
Same as what?
Same as I, same as...
You mean Hortense wears the same size suit as you do?
I don't mean that kind of I. I mean the letter U, that...
Oh, she wears the same size as me.
Oh, gosh, almighty. Give me that telegram. I'll take it over the telegraph office myself.
Howdy,
Countess, howdy.
Something we can do for you?
Oh, but no. I have only stopped to thank you for your generous contribution to the campaign fund. Monsieur Vespera, he tells me... Oh, but come to think of it, there is something I would like to ask you. Would you care to donate $10 for the young lady's home?
Well, what young lady's, Countess?
The young lady's a corn center, and I would like to put you down for $10 to send the young lady's home.
Yeah, let him walk home.
Oh, no. You do not understand. The young lady's home, that is a social center. The young lady's a corn center and need a club, do you not think?
Well, a lot of them do.
So we are planning to buy a house from Monsieur Barlow and make a club out of it. Somewhere they can go for recreation and games, where they can develop the sense of fair play and sportsmanship. You know, my husband was a great sportsman.
You mean the Count?
Oh, but no. I mean my second husband, the Count. He was a loafer. He only married me for my money.
Well, I bet he earned it.
Oh, but my second husband, he was a great hunter, a big game hunter. He and I used to hunt wild elephants.
Around Corn Center here?
Oh, no. In India and in Siam.
Sakes alive, you don't tell me. Well, the biggest elephants is in India, ain't they?
No, I do not think so. In India, the elephants are about the same size as Siam.
About the same size as you are, huh? Pretty good size.
Oh, but no. I mean...
How do you hunt wild elephants, Countess?
You hunt them on the backs of tame elephants.
You mean the wild elephants ride on the tame elephant's back?
Oh, no. You ride on the tame elephant's back. You ride on a howdah.
How's that?
Howdah. You ride on the back of elephants in...
How do you ride on the back of elephants?
No.
Countess,
me and Ebb ain't never rid on a wild elephant.
It is not a wild elephant. No. It is a tame elephant. And you ride in a howdah. That is how you tell a tame elephant from a wild one. By the howdy.
Yes, Ed, you just say howdy to elephant, and if he answers you, it's tame.
Oh, but no. You do not say howdy. You do not say howdy.
Oh, the elephant says howdy.
No, he does not. He does not. The
did you ever shoot any wild elephants when you're hunting them, Countess?
Oh, oui. Many times. We had many thrilling adventures. One night, while we were asleep in our tent, we were awakened by a noise, and coming through the jungle was a whole herd.
Herd of what?
You just told you. Heard a noise.
Oh, no. Not heard a noise.
But, Countess, you just said you heard a noise in your tent.
Oui. But it was not the noise we heard in our tent. It was a herd of elephants.
A herd of elephants right there in your tent?
Not in the tent. No, not in the tent. In the jungle. In the jungle.
Oh, yes.
So, my husband, he jumped up. He snatches up his rifle, he puts aside the flap of the tent, six same fires.
Gosh.
And he shoots an elephant right there in his pajamas.
Well, how'd the elephant get in his pajamas?
Oh, mon Dieu, he did not shoot the elephant in his pajamas?
No, of course not, Ed. He shot the elephant in its own pajamas.
But the elephants, they do not wear pajamas.
What do they wear then, nightshirt?
No. Can you not understand? This was in India, in the jungle, and my husband brought the elephant down.
Brought it down where?
Down to the ground. The elephant came crashing through the jungle, and my husband caught it on the fly.
You mean it was a flying elephant?
Oh, no. Never mind the elephant. Here, will you sign this pledge to donate $10?
Well, you see, what the countess means is that the elephant came walking through the jungle, and her husband shot it on the fly.
Yes, that is it. He shot it on the fly.
Yes.
And now, are you going to donate the $10 for the young lady's home?
Well, I don't know, Countess. $10 is kind of scarce around here these days. I tell you, you just leave that there pledge, and we'll think it over a night.
Yes. Well, you drop in later.
Yes. Very bien. I will see you tomorrow, then. Au revoir.
Goodbye. Come in again sometime. Well, I reckon I'd better be getting to the telegraph office with this here wire.
Yeah, and say, Zeb, I think that there business about shooting an elephant on the fly is a bad darn cake.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, the countess said this here all happened at night, didn't she?
Yes, what about it?
Well, how could that feller see a fly on an elephant at night?